This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up there, everybody? Chris here, and welcome to episode number 142 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. Got a really good show lined up today. Let me ask you this. Are you somebody that's already podcasting? Okay, if you've already got a podcast up and running. If you haven't, that's fine. Stay tuned in anyway, because you're going to get lots out of this. If you have got a podcast up and running already, what are you doing to get your listeners off of their iTunes app or Stitcher or wherever it is they're consuming your audio content and onto your hub, your blog, your website, whatever it is, and more importantly, onto your email list? Well, if you haven't got an answer to that question, or if the answer to that question is a little ropey, don't you worry, because my very good friend Tim Page is in the house, and we are going to be discussing this exact topic today. That is right, converting people from your podcast onto your email list, and exactly how you can do that over and over and over again. Before we get into that chat with Tim, however, just want to remind you, remember, December is Crazy Youpreneur Membership Promo Month. That's the official title right there. Anybody that signs up for annual youpreneur.com membership throughout the course of December, not only will they get access to all of our proprietary content and the private forums and all the rest of it, mastermind calls, you name it, they will also get a limited edition Youpreneur t-shirt and a free copy of my best-selling book, Virtual Freedom, on either a paperback or a Kindle version. What a great bloody offer that is. You can head over to youpreneur.com, get signed up today for that annual membership, and you will get those freebies sent out to you directly. All right, so on to my chat with Tim. You know, we've become fast friends over the last couple of years, although I've been following his work at a distance for quite some time. He's one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to actually conversions. And when I say conversions, I mean conversions from traffic, from listeners to viewers into their email lists. And he works for Lead Pages. He's their chief educator when it comes to conversions. And today he's going to drop an absolute ton of knowledge on you. Here is Tim, the voice page. So, Tim, the voice Page, welcome to the show, brother.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I can't do that. I cannot. If you're going to talk for 30, 40 minutes like that, I'm going to be putty in your hands. Now, I mean, for those tuning in who might not know a lot about Tim, great friend of mine, him and his lovely wife, Sarah, and my lovely wife, Urs, get on like a house on fire. And you, amongst other things, I mean, you know, a lot of people online particularly will know you because of your affiliation with Lead Pages and obviously the Conversion Cast, the podcast for Lead Pages. But you are ultimately, you're kind of like your main, not necessarily your main thing, but like you're also like a full-time voiceover artist as well, right?
Yeah, my main thing is Lead Pages, but the voiceover stuff is just something that I kind of fell into that. I just love it. It's so much fun. And turns out I kind of have a knack for it. So, okay.
So give me, because you know I'm going to put you on the spot at this point. You can't come on Youpreneur FM and not be put on the spot. So I'm curious to know, like, give us your movie guy voice. Everybody's got a movie guy voice. So give us your movie guy voice. Go.
Well, okay. But first, okay, to preface it, I don't have the, you know, like the typical movie guy kind of voice. Okay. So mine kind of sounds like I'm making fun of the movie guy voice, but I do a lot of like TV promos. Okay. You know, they're called promos when you do a commercial for a TV show. I do a lot of those, and that just kind of sounds like me.
Okay.
But if I'm doing the movie guy voice,
It kind of sounds like this. In a world where Chris Ducker has Tim Page on his podcast, one man will melt forever.
Yes, so good.
You know? It kind of sounds like a joke, but I like it.
You know, speaking of jokes, many years ago, I had a friend of mine who paid $5 on Fiverr.com for a voiceover in the voice of Christopher Walken, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
And it was basically an alarm clock. And so he recorded, this voice actor did like a 2-minute recording as Christopher Walken for my buddy Joe to kind of act as an alarm clock. And he's like, Joe, it's Christopher Walken here. Get up, Joe. And he's like, the whole thing just went on and on and on for like 2 minutes.
Amazing.
It was great. Yeah. Anyway. Right, this is not why our listeners tune in.
I don't know. I beg to differ. I am one of your listeners, and some of the goofy stuff that happens on this very podcast is one of the things I love the most about it.
Yes, I'm with you. I mean, could you imagine if we had Chase Reeves on this call as well? I mean,
it would go
pear-shaped very, very quickly. That guy.
Yeah, it's trouble. Yeah, we had some. For anybody that doesn't know, we had some karaoke fun.
Yes.
On the Podcasters Paradise Cruise.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, Mr. Chris Ducker, he can shake that thing. He's got some hips, you know?
I do. I got the Tom Cruise. I channeled, not Tom Cruise, I channeled Tom, God bloody hell, what's his name? The old Welsh guy. What's new, pussycat? What's the guy's name? Tom, oh my God, I feel awful. I can't remember the guy's name now. Sex Bomb, remember? Sex Bomb. Back in the day.
What did you sing?
Lie, lie, lie. My Delilah. I can't remember what I sang, actually. I can't remember. And I can't remember his name.
Tom Jones.
That's it. Jones, yeah. I did a Tom Jones song, and then I did a Queen song as well. Do you remember that? The crazy
Pretty
little
amazing.
Thing called
I
Love?
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it was good fun.
It was a good time. And Chase Reeves, boy, I gotta tell you. That gentleman, he can light up a room.
He sure can. He sure can. All right. Let's get into the content. We've done 3.5 minutes of utter bollocks. So now it's time to talk. Real business, guys. Tim, you are, you know, you speak all around the world. You do webinar after webinar after webinar after webinar on how to convert people into email lists. Your thing recently and what you've been really focusing on recently is helping podcasters particularly get people off of their podcast and onto their email lists. And you've been doing a phenomenal job of it. Like, you have all these amazing scripts in place. You've got, opt-in, magnet ideas that you're giving away and all this sort of stuff. So I'm going to give you a darn good grilling now on this.
I love it.
How important, let's start with the why. Why is it so important to get people who might be very happy to just tune in every week or every episode or whatever it is on our podcast over to our email list? I know the answer already, but maybe my audience can't figure it out yet. Tell us, why is it so darn important?
Well, I got to tell you that if you think about it this way, when you are doing a podcast and you're relying on people to listen to your show, basically what you're saying is, I just want to wait for them to come back to me. Every time I want them to take all the action and come back and make sure that they download the podcast and that they listen to it. And I am depending on them to always make their way back to me. Whereas when you get them on your email list, you now have a way to know who your audience is, who's listening to your show. You have a way to reach out to them and meet them where they are, as opposed to waiting for them to come to you. And it now becomes more of a two-way conversation. It's not just I'm speaking to you and you can come to me and listen whenever you want. Now it's like we can communicate together. I can reach out to you. I don't have to wait for you to come find me.
I love that. Okay, perfect. So ultimately, we got to get them on our list. It is what it is. You know, in the whole kind of online business circles, the money's in the list, yada, yada, yada. There's 100 different analogies out there. But ultimately, you know, Tim's right. You know, I would not be in a position where I am in the online side of my business where I can send out an email. And perfect example is, you know, right at the end of November, I did a promotion for Virtual Star Finder, which is our VA matchmaking service, from Black Friday through to Cyber Monday. And we had over 60-odd-something orders come in because I discounted the price for those few days And I was able to do that through just sending two emails to my list.
Right.
So, you know, I don't talk about the money I make online. I don't do the monthly income reports like our good friend Pat Flynn does or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is that without that email list in place, there's nothing for me to market. You know, there's nothing really other than a good Twitter following to market to. And so the email list building focus is very, very, very important for anybody that wants to do solid business online. We've had Amy Porterfield on recently. We've had Greg Hickman on recently. We have Omar Zellholm from Webinar Ninja coming on next week to talk about, you know, why it's so important to start, you know, doing webinars and how to set up your first webinar and all that sort of stuff. So we know this is very, very important. We know this. We don't need to go any further in it. So let's start breaking down all the different ways. And how many ways are there? I'm putting you on the spot here, I know, but how many ways are there realistically for podcasters to get people onto their email lists?
There are infinite ways to get people on. No, I'm just kidding. There are a lot of ways. I don't know if there's a hard and fast number.
Right.
But there are some specific things that we can do to get them onto our list. And it all comes down to having a reason why they should even join our list in the first place.
Sure. Okay. So let's start breaking things down. This is your court, my friend. I want you to play it as hard and as fast as you want. Go.
Okay. So the first thing to say is that, you know, list building is my number one favorite thing to do to turn a podcast listener into eventually a paying customer. It is truly the best thing you can do, but it's not the only thing that you can do from your podcast to get results. But I just want to give you one really strong, encouraging request for what you should never, ever use the call to action in your podcast for. And that is to get people to rate and review your podcast.
Oh, exactly. Okay, good. And I've been guilty of this in the past, but I am no longer. I just want to state that.
Yes. I was in past podcasts as well, because we think about it, we want to get our show to rank and that kind of stuff. And yes, that is one of the strongest ways that you can get your show to rank in iTunes. But the reality is it's not an effective use of your call to action. And you can't ask people to do 20 different things in your call to action, because chances are they'll do none.
Right.
But with that all being said, how can we get people onto our list? Well, the first thing, and honestly, if we stopped after this, it would make for a great training, and anybody who listened would get a lot of value out of it. But it is to start doing content upgrades. And you might have heard me or one of a bazillion other people talk about this at this point, but content upgrades are specific relevant lead magnets, the thing you give away to get people to give you their email address. It's a specific lead magnet for every single podcast episode that you do. So, for example, in this episode, I could say, I've been talking about how to get people onto your list from your podcast. And what's really cool is I've created a cheat sheet that shows four real live examples from great podcasts where they actually ask their listeners to join their email list to get it. You could go to, you know, Tim's whatever checklist guide.com, or I could say text Tim's whatever guide, whatever, 233444, and then get you onto my email list that way. But it's a relevant, very specific gift that you're giving them in exchange for getting their email address. And there are a lot of mistakes that you can make. For example, it can be very vague. You know, if I'm a health coach and I'm on a podcast talking about, you know, how to use superfoods to enhance your energy, I'm not going to want to be like, you know, get my free guide to fat loss at blah, 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 blah.
Right.
See, it's kind of just vague and whatever, like fat loss. Well, how am I going to lose fat? Like, is it paleo? Is it vegan? Am I going to run? Am I going to lift weights? What is it? It needs to be really specific to the content. We were talking about superfoods. So you'd want to say something like, you know, get my guide to five recipes that include the superfoods we talked about in this podcast episode.
Nice.
See, now we're cooking, right? Somebody's listening to that episode and there's no reason for them not to want that thing. They're listening because they love superfoods and they want to incorporate superfoods into their diet. That one thing alone is enough for this to be super valuable, because it really makes all the difference in the world, and it doesn't have to be complex. It can be really simple. My favorite content upgrade is a PDF checklist. It's so easy. You know, we could go.
Right. And it's easy for us as the content creator to put together,
yes,
but it's equally as easy for the listener or for the reader at this point to just consume it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, what we've done is we've created something that somebody could use as a tool. I love anything that can be a tool. You know, information is great, but we've just given them the information or a lot of the information in the podcast episode or in the blog post or however you're creating the content. So we've just given them the information. Now give them a tool so they can go implement that, a checklist or a worksheet or some swipe copy or something, you know, something that allows them to go and take what they've just learned and implement that. Like, I'll give you an example. This is a real thing. I'm a newish homeowner. I just bought my first house a year ago. Being a new homeowner, I'm like, I want to fix and build things. So, you know, I'm reading all these yes. DIY blogs. Oh. And I read this amazing blog
post.
By the
way, I just want to say, sorry to interrupt you, but that feeling... That feeling will disappear pretty freaking soon. Trust me.
It's gone. It's gone already. It's already gone. Yeah. It took me about a month. When I read this blog post about how to build a wooden picnic table, it was gone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, this should be easy. It's just some planks of wood screwed together. No. All right.
And
no.
I will be a man with a hammer and nails. And, and my wife will bring me lemonade and outside. And I'm with the, you know, I'm in nature and I'm building and using my hands. And then you realize... that you can buy the darn thing for $100 more from Home Depot and just get someone else to put it together or just deliver it completely done for you. So, yeah.
Exactly right. And my wife is the handy person of the family. She can build things.
That doesn't doubt. I don't doubt that for a single second. Nope. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. So I'm reading this post about how to build a wooden picnic table, and it's great. It's really detailed. And at the end of the post, it says, okay, now it's time to go build the wooden picnic table. Click here and enter your email address, and we'll send you a PDF checklist of all the materials you need to build the wooden picnic table. That way you can print it out, take it with you to the store, and make sure you get everything you need for that picnic table.
Right.
It's brilliant.
Love it.
Because there's no reason you wouldn't want that if you read that blog post. So that's the idea. And if you're doing it with a podcast, a checklist is great. If you're really short on time, you're going, but Tim, I don't have 10 minutes to create a checklist. That's fine. You could do a transcript. Have somebody transcribe your podcast for you and offer the transcript up, but make people opt in to get it. And there are detractors for that that'll say, oh, if you put the transcript on your website, it's good for SEO juice and all that. And that's true, but it's an option. And I'd rather have an email subscriber than a little bit of SEO juice from the transcript.
Agreed.
And there are other ways.
Yeah, agreed. You know? Agreed. Okay. So, I mean, all right. So checklists are great. Let's maybe think a little bigger in terms of delivery, in terms of giveaway. How do things like, you know, short video courses go? Have you seen anybody sort of have some? Because obviously at chrisducker.com for the longest time, I had the new business bootcamp, which was a 7-day, a 7-day video course where they would get an email from me 7 days in a row. And there would be a free video served up in that email every single time. I mean, does that sort of type of thing work well as well from a podcast giveaway perspective?
So it can, but here's the problem with it is that it has this perception of being something that requires a lot of work and time and effort.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, we can say, well, that's good. We want people on our list that are ready to invest time and effort into things. And that's okay. It's an argument, but... we found the two most opposite ends of the spectrum are the things that work the best. Mm. So the one that we found works best from a podcast is something simple like a checklist or a list of tools or a worksheet. Those things have worked the best. On the other end, a webinar. So we use this on ConversionCast all the time. We invite people to register for a webinar. And of course, they're registering, so they're joining our list. And that's a big, hefty, you know, time requirement because we don't do automated webinars. We do live webinars, and we can talk more about that. But I know Omar already handled that. But, you know, that live webinar interaction where I've got to spend an hour or 90 minutes or whatever with my audience, and they've got to invest that time and be there with me live, mm-hmm. that has seemed to be one of the best possible things we could ever do to turn a listener into a paying customer because they've made the tiny commitment.
Yeah, they're invested already with their time. And time is sometimes, if not always, more valuable than money at the end of the day.
Right. And if they're listening to a podcast they're already used to our style of speaking and presenting and delivering content.
Right, right.
So getting them onto a webinar is a natural next step. It's just they've now gone from listening to me, passively hearing me in the past, to having me there live, and they can ask me questions and I can answer their questions and we can kind of be together. And for some people, as weird as it is, it's almost like getting to interact with like a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about it, if you're a podcaster, your listeners kind of have this idea that you are special, and you probably are, but you know, they get this idea of you. So getting on a webinar and getting to interact with you is this amazing thing that your audience gets. And of course, that translates really well to saying, now buy my thing, right?
Right. Okay. So what else have you seen? Let's go back. Before we get into the webinars, I want to talk a little bit more about the giveaways. Like, can you call out a few people right now that you've seen do incredibly well with their content upgrades, for example?
I can. So one of my favorite is actually Tim Ferriss. And he does this incredibly well. If you listen to his podcast, he gives away, what was the last one I heard? It was really good. I think it was, he said, download a chapter of the book and then tag him on social media and let him know like what the biggest takeaway that you got was. And it was brilliant because they would opt in for a chapter of his book and then they would share it on social media because they're tweeting about it and he had like some hashtag or something. And so now he's getting like this dual thing, the opt-in and the social love. That was absolutely brilliant. And the chapter tied directly in with the episode of the podcast.
I love that. I think that's fun. That's a great idea. And the fact that he's getting that social love on the back end of it as well is beautiful, because you and I both know that more and more people are going to end up checking him out because of that. You know, with Tim, I want to see like the 4-hour marketer. Like, his next book title should be that, Tim, if you're listening in. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see any more, you know, body things or, you know, hacking the human mind or anything like that. I just want to see, just tell us how you're so damn good at marketing stuff. You know what I mean? Because he is a genius when it comes to that stuff. So, okay, so Tim's doing well with it. And I love the fact that he's giving, you know, a chapter of the book away, which means if you haven't, you know, if you're part of the 4% of the world that hasn't already read his book, you'll go ahead and buy it. But then obviously the social love on the back end of that, I think, is great as well. Who else? Who else is doing anything really solid? Can you think of anything off the top of your head? I'm putting you on the spot here right now.
No, this is great. Another one that sticks out really strong for me recently was our mutual buddy, Pat. Pat Flynn did an episode where he talked about how to be a more effective affiliate marketer.
Right.
So that's what the whole episode was on. And at the end, he said, if you want to really do a deep dive on becoming a better affiliate marketer, download, you know, my ebook, Affiliate Marketing the Smart Way. And it was just an amazing transition because you just spent 40 minutes learning about affiliate marketing. Now get the full deep guide that's going to walk you through it. It was a perfect segue from one thing to the next.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, anybody else?
This last one, this is going to be a little different because I know we're talking about list building, but I get asked all the time, can you sell directly from a podcast? And the answer is abso-frickin-lutely yes.
Yes.
But it requires some finesse. And I'll tell you who's got just the right level of finesse to do this. And we already talked about him today, Chase Reeves. So on The Fizzle Show, which, by the way, is in my top 3 podcasts ever. I listen
Great
to
show.
Every episode. It's brilliant. So at the beginning of every episode, they talk about what's going to be on the show. And then they say, you know, our community where you blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do his pitch for him. And then they say, you know, to join, you get 5 weeks free only as podcast listeners, and to the coupon code, whatever. And so it's awesome because if you're listening to the show, you're learning about them, you're getting tons of value from it, and they're offering you something that you only get on the podcast. And Chase shared with us that they get a huge number of their customers that come as a result from the podcast. And I hear over and over people saying, I don't know how to sell from a podcast. I can't get people to do, you know, to join my whatever or buy my whatever. There's a brilliant way that's working really well for them.
Yeah, and they do incredibly well with it. And I think, but you know, ultimately though, sales, you know, now that we're on the subject, sales is something that, you know, comes way easier to some people rather than to others.
Yes.
But I do believe that, you know, remember the old movie Glengarry Glen Ross? Do you ever remember seeing that film?
Of course I do. Okay. We were talking about this on the cruise.
That's right. So Glengarry Glen Ross, there's you know, four or five scenes in the movie which are set in the office where all these sales guys work. And when Kevin Spacey, who's the manager of the office, is chatting away and doing his best to try and motivate these guys and doing a horrible job of it at the same time, I must say, there is a sign above his head on the wall in the background that says salesman, a very male orientated industry back in the 80s when that came out. But salesmen are born, not made. Now, I disagree. I disagree. I think you can turn somebody into a good salesperson through coaching and training and learning and things like that. But one thing I have learned for sure, being in the sales industry myself my entire career, is that people generally will find that sweet spot for them when it comes to their selling. It might be via written word. It might be via the telephone. It might be on a conference stand at a big show in Vegas. It could be from stage. It could be on a podcast or a webinar. It doesn't really matter. But people will find their sweet spot. And here's the thing. You are not going to be able to find your sweet spot unless you try them all out.
Yes.
And I'm a big believer of trying to sell from a number of different platforms in a number of different ways to really find out what works and what doesn't. I mean, that's why we split test landing pages and conversion pages, for Christ's sake. I mean, you know, the whole point is to see which headline or which image will work better and, you know, what colors work better, et cetera, et cetera. Why wouldn't you do the same thing with selling particularly, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and you know, here's the other thing about selling. We get so worried about selling, but you know, you and I are classically trained salespeople. I, like you, have been in sales my entire life. And you know, one of the biggest things that I learned when it comes to selling is that you actually have a responsibility to figure out how to get your audience to actually buy whatever it is that you're selling if you believe in whatever it is that you're selling.
Right.
You know, Chris, you've got this amazing forum, this amazing group, this community of people, and you know that if somebody is trying to do the thing that they love and you know, build a personal brand and be really successful, you know that Youpreneur can help them. And so if you don't do a good job of convincing people of the value of Youpreneur, you're doing them a disservice.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And so that whole stigma of like, oh, I shouldn't, so I don't want to be like salesy, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to be salesy. You just have to care so much about your customers that you know that whatever you're selling is the thing that they need.
Right.
I know we're digressing a little bit, but this is, you know, this relates very specifically to the podcast because I know, I don't want to use a specific name, but I have a friend who's all about the art, right? His podcast is very art-oriented, and a lot of my friends who I know who are artists and musicians are like, you know, we don't want to sell, we just want to make music, man,
right,
or we just want to,
right,
like,
right,
make our art. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to do that all the time, then you have to sell. And so, you know, I say, you know what, why don't you start by building a relationship with them? Get them on your list so that you can send them lots of stuff that helps them, right? That's the first thing. And so you've got to get them on your list. And so you've got to give them something for free. And then they've got to give you their email address. Oh, wait, but that would be selling them on giving you their email address. Crap, we don't want to do that. How can we do it? Oh, you want to get them to listen to your next episode, right? So you've got to do a good job of creating great content. And then at the end, you got to tell them to come back next time. And you've got to sell them on listening to your next episode.
Right.
So at the end of the day, we're always selling.
We are.
We've got to get rid of this like horrible notion that like selling is shoving somebody into something that they, you know, don't want. And remember that when you're getting somebody to join your email list, you're just selling them that you have a solution to a very specific problem that they have. And you know that they have it because they just listened to that podcast episode that you were doing that talked about that specific problem. Like we're talking about how to get somebody who is doing a podcast, how to get them to get people onto their email list. So we know that people listening to this have or want to have a podcast and want to use it to grow their email list. So then to offer them something extra that's related and specific to that is exactly what solves their problem. And we're selling them on saying, you getting this thing is absolutely worth the value of you giving me your email address.
Exactly. And that, you know, that right there is email marketing/conversion 101. And I always say, like, you know, we have a very defined responsibility as marketers, as influencers, to genuinely provide answers to people's questions and solutions to people's problems. Now, sometimes we do that for free, like this sort of type of thing, where we're producing maybe some PDF documents or some videos for them to consume and get something out of. Or if we're lucky and we do it well enough, we're very blessed and honored to be able to put a price tag on it and sell it at some point. And 9 times out of 10, making that sale is going to become a million, a gazillion. There you go. I've just made up a number. A gazillion times easier once they've been on your email list and you've built up a genuine relationship with them over a period of time.
That's exactly it. You've had the opportunity to, you know, show them that you know what you're talking about, to show them that you provide a lot of value. And again, that speaks to that question of, you know, if I'm doing a podcast and writing blog posts and doing free webinars and giving away all this stuff, why would they buy my thing, especially if you're selling information or community or whatever? But the reality is you have to show them all of this stuff and show them how much value you can deliver in the free stuff so that they go, wow, if your free stuff is this good, I can't imagine how amazing the paid stuff is. And they can't wait to buy your stuff.
Yeah, amen to that. I hear loud and clear. So let me ask you this as we kind of wrap up here. You have recently just launched a great new little guide called The Podcast Conversion Blueprint. Subtitle, Your Guide to Getting More Leads, Followers, and Customers from Your Podcast. What was the catalyst behind putting this together? Because I know you're very calculated with your time. So I'm curious to know why now.
Yeah, so I have been doing, so you mentioned I'm a voice actor, and I've been creating podcast intros and outros for a couple of years. I've done really amazing podcasts, you know, Entrepreneur on Fire and the James Altucher Show. And back when Greg Hickman was doing Mobile Mixed, I did that and a whole bunch of other amazing podcasts. And over 600, actually. And in that time, when people would,
I didn't know it was that many. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's a lot. We're, you know, the vast majority of the top 100 are my intros and outros. And it's really funny because we talk to these people who do an amazing job and get a ton of listeners. And almost every time, you know, because we write the script for them. So every time we'll say, okay, so for your outro, you want to have a really compelling call to action. You want to, you know, it should be a guide or a webinar or something that you want them to do that has some value. And people would always say, yeah, just we want them to rate and review the podcast. And we would continuously say, no. You want something that's more high value than that. Get them on your list. And then once we get them on your list, you can then ask them in a follow-up email to rate and review your podcast. But at least then you can keep communicating with them and you're not wasting that. And people would say, oh, I don't understand. What should I even do?
Right.
You know, what should I offer them? And how do I ask them to join my list? And blah, blah, blah. So we had all these questions over and over and over. And I started to go, you know what? I'm going to write the definitive guide to getting people to sign up for your email list from your podcast. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go better. I'm just going to write the scripts. And I'm going to work. I worked with a really amazing copywriter who shall remain nameless. We worked together on writing the scripts, the exact call to action scripts. There's over 30 of them in the blueprint. And we worked together to come up with, like, what were the lead magnet options that you could offer. There's over 40 listed in there. We came up with, like, what are the things that you should do in every call to action and what should you never do in your calls to action. And then we listed off 10 real podcasts, just like what episode to listen to and when the great call to action comes in that follows kind of the principles that we talked about so that you can hear what it really sounds like. Mm-hmm. So instead of going, I'm going to read this book and it'll tell me like what to do, we just literally give you the scripts and say, here, go do this. This is based on what we know works to make it easier for you. And that's what the blueprint is.
I love that, man. Well, look, I mean, you've definitely broken it down. I can't wait, you know, to see what this, you know, kind of creates for you, because I think this has got to be, it's got to be the first step, surely, at continuing to help people do what you do better than most. And not just obviously from a conversion perspective, but just helping them start and run great podcasts, build great brands through their podcasts and have a phenomenal audience and community around them. I've learned a lot from you. And, you know, you and I have only really just become buddies, you know, over the last couple of years or so. But I mean, that being said, I've learned a lot from you and the webinars that I've seen you on. And, you know, I had the honor of seeing you speak not once, but twice over the course of a short period of time, as, you know, when I was in the United States back in September. And what was it, October? It was October. Good God. The time flies so fast when you're having fun. I've done a lot of traveling this last quarter. No more now, though. But, yeah, you've been an incredible inspiration for me personally. And to see how you personally have grown over the last few years as well. You still got the incredibly sexy beard. You still have the voice of a Wolverine. It's so good. It's so good.
I think that Wolverine was sick.
You think he was sick?
That Wolverine I was just doing must have been very sick.
I love it.
He's very ill.
No, hang on. No, it's not. Maybe. Is it not the voice of a Wolverine? Is it the voice that would make a Wolverine purr? Was that the tagline?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. There you go. I stand corrected on my own show. There you go. I had to pull it back because that might have sounded ridiculous otherwise. But no, you've been great, and I'm stoked for you, and I'm happy to have you on the show and to get the opportunity for you to be able to share some of your wisdom with my peeps.
Yeah, brother. Always happy to hang out with you and get a chance to help your audience who, I'm telling you, you have a just rabid audience. I was telling you this before. I posted a Facebook picture of me wearing a Youpreneur shirt.
Right.
And people were like, I love this stuff. Youpreneur, welcome to the family. It was awesome. I was like, I have joined like the personal branding mafia here. I love it.
Well, that's a nice, I'm going to use that. That's good. We actually
personalbrandingmafia.com.
Yeah, we have a, will you do the voiceover for me?
Oh, you know it. Welcome to personalbrandingmafia.com.
So good. If you don't join, it's okay. Forget about it. You know, I could be like, you know, but we actually have the, on the landing page for Youpreneur, we actually have one of our subtitles, like, hang on, let me bring it up. Cause I gotta, as we're chatting here, I've got to read it out word for word because it was incredibly well crafted copy by yours truly here. Hang on. Let me just
Isn't it all?
I know exactly. From front to back, top to bottom. Where is it? It is where do we say? Okay, here we go. So join the Youpreneur family today. Unlike the mafia, you can leave whenever you want, but we doubt that they will come. So it's pretty good. Yeah. So there you go. It's already happening without you even knowing, you see. It's already happening.
It was subliminal branding right there. I thought of you as a family. I thought of you as the mafia, but you know, you already knew that.
But you know what? Honestly, though, with all joking to one side, like I'm proud that is happening. You know, when somebody posts, you know, a photo of them just wearing a bloody t-shirt and you get a ton of people say to you, oh man, you know, that's great. We love you, Preneur. We're part of a family, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly the reason why I put the community together. And it's exactly the reason why it continues to be my number one focus now, you know, going forward.
It's an amazing group. It's an amazing community. You've done awesome work.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Well, look, you guys tuning in, show notes to everything that we've discussed today. And I might even just slam in some extras just for fun. But show notes definitely for everything we've discussed today over at chrisducker.com/episode142. That's episode 142. You can get your hands on a copy of Tim's brand new conversion blueprint guide over at chrisducker.com/conversion blueprint. And you'll treat everybody from my audience like a VIP, won't you, Tim?
Oh, you know I will.
He will. He'll do that because he's that kind of guy.
We are going to be real good friends.
Oh, my God. So good. It's just, I just can't stand it no more. I got to get off the line now. You're driving
me crazy.
You guys,
I tell you, you're really going to like what I've got for you. You're really going to appreciate this guide. It's going to help you get results from your podcast.
Oh, dear me. So good. We could keep going, guys, but we're not going to. We're gonna save your eardrums from more complete rubbish, but complete drivel. Yeah, but no, thank you, Tim, for being on, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, and thanks everybody for listening.
All right, now you guys, I got a great show coming up next week with Omar Zellhome. We're gonna be talking about webinars. We're gonna be talking exactly how to start your first webinar, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and why it's so darn important from a branding perspective to start doing webinars in 2016. It's a great show. I just recorded it yesterday, and I know you're going to love it. So make sure you tune in next Friday for that. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and I'll be back at you again soon. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.